Hello, and welcome to the Just Ask AI podcast. I'm Herman Poplarberry, your donkey host here in Jerusalem, where my brother Corn, the sloth, and I spend our afternoons pondering the quirks of artificial intelligence. Today, Daniel has sent in a fascinating idea. Could he train an AI agent to shop for him on AliExpress by recording his own search and purchase behavior? Now, before we dive in, a quick reminder. The answers you're about to hear are generated by Sonnet 4, so while I've done my best to make sense of them, there may be the occasional factual hiccup. Don't take everything I say as gospel. And if you're wondering how a donkey ends up hosting an AI podcast in Jerusalem, well, that's a story for another time. So, Daniel's idea goes like this. He records himself searching for something specific, say, a speaker stand on AliExpress. He walks through his usual process, trying different search terms, checking shipping costs, avoiding hidden fees, favoring known brands, and eventually deciding whether to buy. He's wondering if these screen recordings could serve as training data for an AI agent that learns to replicate his behavior, navigating the site, adding items to a cart, and maybe even placing orders over time. The short answer? It's possible, but with significant caveats. First, let's talk about what kind of AI agent we're discussing. Daniel specifically mentions a browser use agent, not a programmatic one. That's an important distinction. A programmatic agent would interact with AliExpress through APIs, structured data interfaces that allow automated access. But AliExpress doesn't offer a public shopping API for consumers, so that route is off the table. Instead, we're talking about an agent that operates just like a human, opening a browser, clicking buttons, reading text, and filling out forms. This is often called a browser automation agent or a digital twin. Now, could screen recordings of Daniel's behavior train such an agent? In theory, yes, but not directly. Raw screen recordings alone aren't enough. They're visual data, and while modern AI can process video, it's not efficient or reliable to train a decision-making agent purely from pixels. What's needed is structured training data, a detailed log of actions, decisions, and context. For example, instead of just recording the screen, Daniel would need to capture what search terms he used, when he scrolled, which products he clicked on, how long he spent on each page, what criteria he used to eliminate options, e.g. shipping cost over $15, and why he ultimately chose one item over another. This kind of data is often called process mining or task demonstration data. There are tools that can help with this. For instance, browser extensions like Human Loop or Adept can record not just the screen, but also the DOM, the web page structure, user inputs, and timing. This richer data set can then be used to train an AI model using techniques like imitation learning or reinforcement learning. But here's the catch. Even with perfect data, building a reliable shopping agent is hard. Websites like AliExpress are dynamic. They change layouts, serve different content based on region or device, and often include anti-bot measures. CAPTCHAs, randomized element IDs, and rate limiting can all trip up an automated agent. Moreover, the agent would need robust decision-making capabilities. It's not just about mimicking clicks, it's about understanding intent. Why did Daniel choose a speaker stand with rubber feet? Maybe for grip. Why avoid a seller with 92% rating? Past bad experiences. These nuances are hard to encode without explicit reasoning models. That said, the field is advancing quickly. Models like OpenAI's GPT-4 with Vision or Google's Agent Builder are already being used to create agents that can follow instructions in a browser. Some startups are even offering AI shopping assistants that can complete tasks like find me a black speaker stand under $30 with free shipping to Canada. But full autonomy, especially up to the point of purchase, introduces risk. What if the agent buys the wrong item, or falls for a scam listing, or maxes out Daniel's credit card? That's why most current systems stop at the cart, requiring human approval before checkout. So, could Daniel's recordings be part of the solution? Absolutely, but they'd need to be augmented with metadata, cleaned, and possibly combined with synthetic data to cover edge cases, and the agent would need ongoing supervision, at least in the beginning. In fact, there's an excellent guide on this topic from the Allen Institute for AI, available on their website, which I'll put a link in the show notes. Now, a word of caution. Privacy. Recording your browsing activity means capturing potentially sensitive data, login credentials, payment methods, browsing history. If Daniel goes down this path, he'll need to anonymize the data or use a sandboxed environment. And finally, let's not forget the ethical layer. If AI agents start placing real orders at scale, what does that mean for sellers, for platform fairness, for the integrity of user reviews? These aren't just technical questions, they're societal ones. So, to wrap up, yes, Daniel, your idea is not only plausible, it's on the cutting edge of what AI can do today. With the right tools and safeguards, you could absolutely train a browser agent to mirror your AliExpress habits. But start small. Begin with a prototype that just searches and recommends. Get comfortable with the data pipeline, and maybe let Korn test it first. He's slow, but he's thorough. Thanks for the question, Daniel, and thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in. Until next time, keep asking AI the hard questions. I'm Herman Poplaberry, reminding you that even a donkey can learn a thing or two from machine learning.